The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And Aaron is engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. I'm delighted to welcome our senior USAPrepares.com instructor, Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, Dane.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you for your show. Thanks for all your efforts.
Hey, Dane, you are certainly welcome. Dane, you were a topic of discussion last night at the meetup at Ziggy's, and we were talking about what we wanted to have for next week, and we decided that we were going to show again your video, your absolutely brilliant video about climate engineering and weather warfare and the collapse of civilization. And some have seen it, and they want to make sure that everyone sees it. So that's up for next week at the meetup at Ziggy's.
For the record, I mentioned up here,
Sunshine and Glenstone.
I was going to mention while you're on the subject, Google's trying to make sure everybody doesn't see it. As I mentioned to you off the air before, that video, as it neared 500,000 views, has now disappeared from Google, even though the link is still active. And at the same day this happened, the largest disinformation site on this subject out there appears at the top of the screen. So they've, for completely unknown reasons, eliminated that from a Google search. Now it's gone.
I mentioned during the previous hour that I was an interview with me last Wednesday on a local radio station, a pretty powerful one, was canceled. And before it was canceled, I believe I was guided into some discussion. And the person who was going to be interviewing me said, you talk about geoengineering and weather and climate control and climate manipulation. And some of us, we talk about that once in a while, but some of us, believe that it's real, and some of us believe it's not real, and you were kind of neutral on it. And I said, are you kidding? Are you kidding? How can you say that? How can you say it's not real? I mean, all I have to do is look up. And so, Dane, last night at the meetup, I stepped outside for a minute with one of our instructors, Roy Birdsong. He owns a company called Choose Your Own Wireless. Now, a lot of us are independent business people, and we really just don't take direction very well, and we're open-minded to lots of things. And I said, Roy, look up. And we're in the parking lot of Ziggy's, and there was a very, very low cloud. I mean, it almost seemed like it maybe, it almost seemed like 500 feet up, maybe 1,000 feet up. Very low. It was very dark gray, almost black. And it was moving. There were a bunch of them. And they were moving very, very quickly across the sky. And above that were white, puffy clouds that looked normal, that weren't moving at all. They were stationary. And I've only seen this one other time in my life, and that was over the weekend. So what I'm saying is this to me is a new phenomenon. Can you tell us what we're looking at?
I have to see the type of cloud you're describing. You know, one type of cloud that we see often now, Vincent, was only named in 2008. It's called undulatus apparatus. It looks like you're looking up at the surface of an ocean, and as the atmosphere stratifies, and it is, and this is really much to do with climate engineering, as they put this toxic canopy over everything. This is why the sky is white. It alters convection everywhere. It alters atmospheric mixing. It causes the atmosphere to stratify. So a lot of these particular type of clouds, Undulatus apparatus, which is a very distinct-looking cloud. You see a lot of photographs of them on Weather Channel and all over the net, because it's a very distinct-looking cloud that was not even named again until 2008. We have whole cloud books named, cloud names that describe clouds that didn't exist historically and now do. And we would expect to see this kind of phenomenon when you have a complete alteration of the Earth's climate system. So not much of what we see could be described as natural in any sense, and the weather system as a whole can only be described as completely modified at this point. Nothing's natural. There is no natural weather. Our skies are white here in California. Every morning our skies are white as the sun comes up. And part of what they're doing here, as they ionize the atmosphere, they're making it more conductive. And, you know, we can only guess at some of the things going on behind the scenes as far as the RF frequency manipulation, but they appear to be creating the heat high-pressure domes here in the West with the an atmosphere that's, again, heavily ionized. It's more conductive, and these white skies, and a lot of people mistake this for no spraying going on because they don't see the horizon-to-horizon trails. They see the shorter trails still spray. Mm-hmm. People need to understand that those short, bright trails and in the hot, dry, high-pressure conditions are still absolutely spray disbursements. Look at the sky. Block out the sun with something. You can see just how much haze is in the sky. It's astounding. And go outside at night. I encourage, on a heavily sprayed day with calmer winds, go outside at night, aim a bright light to the sky, and you'll see just how much material is floating in the air. And yes, the air always has some material in it, even on a calm, clear day. It's exponentially more with the aerosolization now. It looks like it's snowing. It looks like it's snowing if you aim a bright light at the sky. That's how much we're breathing every day with every breath.
When I was in elementary school, I learned about three types of clouds: stratus, cumulus, and cirrus. Cirrus being the highest up. The clouds that I was talking about were the cumulus clouds, kind of, let's say, around 2 miles up, typically. Those were the white, fluffy clouds that I was talking about, and they looked actually quite normal. But below that, way below that, was this dark, dark gray, fast-moving cloud. And I'm looking at the internet right now at pictures of different kinds of clouds. And that cloud that I saw, there is no picture of. This is very different from everything that I see on the internet right now. This very dark cloud, Excuse me?
Conditions are changing rapidly. I don't doubt you've seen something that's very anomalous. And we're, you know, right now, the amount of reports of spraying from around the globe are much greater than anything I've seen or collected reports on ever. And let me read you an excerpt from data that's 22 hours old. The whole northern hemisphere is now covered by a thickening atmospheric methane veil that is spreading southwards at about 1 kilometer a day, and it already totally envelops the United States. A giant hole in the equatorial ozone layer has been discovered in the West Pacific, which acts like an elevator transferring methane from lower altitudes to the stratosphere, where it already forms a dense equatorial global warming stratospheric band that is spreading into the polar regions. The spreading atmospheric methane global warming veil is raising the temperature of the lower atmosphere many times faster than carbon dioxide does, causing the extreme summer temperatures in Australia and United States. Australia just capped the two hottest years in a row there. This is releasing amounts of methane into the atmosphere, producing anomalous temperatures greater than 20 degrees C above average. It's about 40 degrees above average. There's records being shattered, peak records, right now as we speak, current data up to the minute. I'm looking at a list of records from all over Europe that are anywhere from 6, 7, 8 degrees above the former record. The cataclysm is unfolding now, and those that don't think the planet's warming will not be able to remain with that opinion much longer. And the climate engineering, again, derailing the planet's life support systems. The data I just read to you is about 22 hours old. This is happening at breakneck speed, and the climate engineering will only fuel the fire. This is all the only response the military-industrial complex knows how to implement is heaping more insanity on top of the insanity that helped to bring us here. It's not going to cure anything. It's going to pound the final nails into our coffin if these programs aren't stopped immediately.
Dane, when I think about us as humans, we kind of like it 70 degrees, plus or minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So at 80 degrees, say it's getting kind of warm. At 60 degrees, we say it's getting kind of chilly. So we have heaters in our houses and we have air conditioning systems in our houses because we like it around 70 degrees. Well, we can live plus or minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit. That's okay. We can put a sweater on, or we can take off a long sleeve shirt. If it's 60, we can put a sweater on or a sweatshirt. Or if it's 80 degrees, we can take off our t-shirt and just wear a shirt, or we can just wear a t-shirt. Okay. But above 80 degrees, we would like to have some climate control in our homes, in our businesses. So we'd have air conditioning systems and heating systems. But what I'm seeing now is 80 degrees outside is unbearable with the sun's rays. If the sun's not out, it's okay. But with the humidity that we're experiencing in Missouri, rain every day except one, and it looks like for a period of a month, literally 4 weeks, we're going to have rain every day except for one month, rain every day except for one day. We can't cut the grass for the cows. We can't make hay, or we'll lose the crop. This is not normal. I have never seen it rain this much, this long, but have such a little accumulation. And what I'm saying is 80 degrees outside in the sun is the new 95. And our food supply, I believe, is in danger because we farmers can't make hay for the winter. Can you address that? Are we seeing more clouds and less rain?
Yes, and this is the only result we can have from the complete aerosolization of the upper atmosphere. In fact, if people want to learn more about this, I encourage them to go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, scroll down the front, and look for a documentary called Global Dimming, and they will get a very, very top-notch instruction on the phenomena you just outlined.
There you go. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about global dimming. And during the break, I used a tool that Ed Marvini, one of our instructors here at USA Prepares, built for me, the website, so that I could post very quickly articles. So I went to Dane Wigington's website, and I copied Dimming the Sun, his post that he just mentioned, and I provided a link so that if you don't know how to get to Dane Wigington's website, geoengineeringwatch.org, or if you're driving and you can't do it, you can go to usapreparers.com. The number one post says Dane Wigington, senior usapreparers.com instructor, global dimming. If you click on that, there's a link that'll take you right to his post and the video, and you can watch it. Dane, can you tell us what global dimming is all about?
There are so many particulates, reflective light scattering particulates, that have been pumped into the atmosphere. Certainly this involves anthropogenic activity from many sources, but primarily, mathematically, the greatest source is stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. That's the express purpose of these geoengineering programs, is to cover the Earth in a veil of light-scattering particulates. So in the last 5 decades, depending on the study you look at, 20 to 25% of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet. So as this blocks direct sunlight, this reduces evaporation overall. Yes, you still have deluge in many areas, but it affects everything. It affects photosynthesis. In fact, we don't know, because there's no study on the effect of these light scattering particulates on photosynthesis. We do know that 98% of the U.S. population is vitamin D deficient. So now, even though we need sunlight for vitamin D, the intensity of the UV radiation is such that we don't know, because there's no study on the effect of vitamin D production. But certainly production is down horrifically across the board. It's not just from lack of exposure. Even people who are in the sunlight constantly are still showing up deficient in vitamin D. So it alters the entire web of life, Vincent, when you fill the atmosphere with this stuff, and certainly it's the light photons that hitting water that causes the molecules to break loose and that cause evaporation. So even though you have more cloud cover, as you described, overall, globally, precipitation is down, and this defies the laws of physics without taking into account the climate engineering. The atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree of warming. It's a hell of a lot hotter now than it has been historically on planet Earth and during the rise of human civilization. So bottom line is, right now, the only thing that can explain the phenomenon we see is this filling of the atmosphere with particulates. Also, wanted to mention, as we discussed off the air, as things implode, and they are, we see, of course, what we would expect, those disaster capitalists feeding off the fact that you can't harvest out there, out here in California. There may not be a harvest if we continue with this geoengineering-induced high-pressure heat waves. And the weather trading derivatives right now, which are basically a gaming casino run by the weather makers, the same power cabal, on who harvests, who doesn't, where there's weather disasters. So even as the ship sinks and the whole ship is going down, we still see those in power trying to capitalize off everything they can. And you described also the intense, the heat, how it fills with the humidity. There is a scenario called wet bulb syndrome. This is a scientific scenario. This is where the threshold of temperature and humidity are such that it's incompatible for the human organism. It's never happened in modern human history before. It happened last year in China. This is where you have temperatures of a range of 110 with humidities above 50%. This is completely incompatible for the human organism and causes a lot of mortality. It just happened in India again. India is shattering their high temperature records now and hovering around 120 degree range. So as the climate spins apart, we see the power structure doing things in order to keep the population busy, disrupted, stressed. We see the same thing happened in African countries over recent decades. U.S. droughts them out, disrupts the food supply, causes civil unrest. It's easier to move boots in on the ground for those countries. We saw the same thing in Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, all of them radically droughted out before the U.S. toppled those governments. Is the same thing happening now in the U.S.? Because California, they won't let it rain. And they're allowing the rain, augmenting the rain even further east to disrupt those harvests, droughting us out here in the West to completely disrupt our food production. Is this all connected?
Really good point. Is this all connected? And of course, I believe it is. And Dane, you talked about vitamin D deficiency. Dr. Norman Cheely, who's on with us every Wednesday, is talking about exactly that, and he has for quite a long time. Dane Wigington, and I'll be right back. GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dane Wigington's with us, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, we talked about your video last night and climate engineering, weather warfare, and the collapse of civilization. When we show that next week, next Monday night, at about 6 o'clock Central Time, Will you be available for us to connect with you through the internet, maybe Skype or something like that? And can you spend a little bit of time with us and talk to our class?
Absolutely. I think a Q&A afterward, that's what I typically do for people doing screenings, that they can compile questions while they watch the video, and I can give an update afterward and fill in any blanks, answer any questions. And right now, things are changing so fast, Vincent, that it's a little tough to keep ahead of it. As I described earlier on the methane that's saturating the atmosphere by the day, and we have something called Project Lucy, an acronym for the use of the Earth's ionosphere heaters, which are facilities like HARP in Alaska, the High-Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. These installations can heat the ionosphere. It causes an electrical chain reaction that can heat the ionosphere up to 15,000 degrees Fahrenheit over areas hundreds of square miles. Now, in order to counteract this methane, Project Lucy is the completely insane attempt to hit the methane with opposing frequencies in an attempt to try to degrade it with effects unknown. And it appears Project Lucy is going on right now. And noctilucent clouds are being seen around the globe in places where they should not be. And we have a power structure that's trying to hide this. We have Gavin Schmidt from NASA. These people are nothing but paid liars. That's what they are. They're accessories to the crime, and they should be seen as such. But Gavin Schmidt from NASA, Simon Donner from UC, British Columbia, these people are paid to lie, paid to hide the severity of what's unfolding, paid to hide the issue of geoengineering. In fact, when I was on air with Simon Donner, again from UC, British Columbia, one of the world's most recognized climate scientists, and I expressed the fact we have film footage of these aerosol jets spraying at altitude, and he said on the air, he tried to say, well, he knew it looked like they were spraying, but he knew for a fact they weren't. Now, scientifically, you can't make such a statement. How could he possibly make that statement? When I challenged him as to how he could make that such a statement as a quote-unquote scientist, I was off the air instantly. So, you know, this is what these people are paid to do. This is what the establishment is built around, people who are willing to do whatever they're told, whatever their job description is, whatever their orders are, and that's simply not okay. It's not okay.
Well, I believe that in all of the oil consumption that we on the planet use has an effect on our atmosphere. There's no way that 500 gallons of fuel oil being burned by each home in the Northeast in the winter cannot have some impact, that all of the gasoline that we burn in our automobiles, the diesel that we burn in our trucks, the needless flying of airplanes, commercial air traffic that goes on over the skies, the Obama flying on vacations with his entourage, both Obamas, the golf outings, I mean, all of this unnecessary burning of valuable resources. I think we should stop the use of half of it immediately, and of course stop the geoengineering with the chemical spraying. But I think that, you know, we could do a lot to conserve, but conservation doesn't seem to be in the vocabulary of what is happening. I'm concerned about the increase in temperature and the rising sea levels. I think that's pretty significant, a significant concern. What are your thoughts?
There's no question it's not just significant, but in fact, we are on the fast track to global extinction, and those that don't believe that will. Let me read a little more of this document that's published 22 hours ago. We have got over 14 years of progressively worsening weather with extreme storms before we face the possibility of an Arctic methane-induced 8 degrees C atmospheric temperature rise with associated global deglaciation and extinction. An extinction event equivalent to the Permian extinction is expected by 2038. Now, that doesn't mean we're here till that point in time. The gravity of what we face cannot be overstated, and you're exactly correct. When you talk about, of course, when burning, we burn about 4 billion gallons of hydrocarbon every single day. We put 100 million tons of CO2 in the atmosphere every single day. That's about 35 billion tons a year. These tankers at altitude, that spray, I mean, that alone, some of these tankers burn a gallon a second. And when you burn a pound of hydrocarbon at altitude, you're putting 20 pounds of CO2 in the atmosphere. So too many people in the anti-geoengineering movement want to make it a this or that equation. It's either all geoengineering or, you know, they don't look at the carbon source at all. It's everything. It's all the above. Geoengineering has made an already bad situation exponentially worse. And, of course, the military is not going to ask our permission when they're, as you just correctly stated, sea level rise, when you have Norfolk, Virginia, and these massive naval bases going underwater now. They're not going to ask our permission if they can roll the dice and spray the skies and experiment with all our futures. They're going to do it, as they've done in the South Seas when they took over islands and ejected the native peoples and blew the islands up to experiment with nuclear bombs. They do whatever they want because the American population so far has been too complacent to show some responsibility, realize they're a part of the whole, and to start standing up for the injustices that are happening that will cost us all our lives. It's not just an inconvenience what's coming. The degree of what's unfolding right now is immense beyond what most can comprehend. But if we could affect one thing at this late date, that would, I believe, be the greatest single leap in the right direction. It's to expose and stop climate engineering. If people knew they had all been sprayed like rats, Vincent, all of them, no matter what their political party, law enforcement, military families, I believe it would help bring so much more to light. They would understand the totality of insanity that's running the planet.
Dane, I mentioned that, you know, 70 degrees is the sweet spot for us humans on the planet. Our dogs seem to like it. Our cats seem to like it. You know, domestic animals. The cows seem to like it. 70 degrees is just right. Now, and then I mentioned that plus or minus 10 is, you know, the range where we're okay. After, if we go outside plus or minus 10 degrees from that 70, it starts getting uncomfortable. Now, I believe you just mentioned 8 degrees Celsius change. That's about 16 degrees. That is outside that range of plus or minus 10. That is a huge problem.
That's total global extinction. I mean, that you have, and there's no indication it would stop there. In fact, we are on track right now for what's called Venus syndrome. It's a scientific scenario. I would ask anybody to look that up, and they'll find plenty of data. The most comparable event we have was 55 million years ago, the PETM event, the Paleocene, Eocene thermal maximum, methane mass expulsion, global mass extinction, 70%+ terrestrial extinction, 95%+ aquatic extinction. We had temperatures in the central latitudes of the planet from about 30 degrees south to 30 degrees north of 140 degrees. Nothing lives. Nothing lives there. That was a dead zone 55 million years ago. Aquatic temperatures in those regions, 110. We are on that track right now. Ocean temperatures are off the charts, absolutely off the charts. And there'll be no hiding this for much longer. So the power structure, again, is preparing right now. They're digging in. We've talked about that before with the deep underground bases. They're stocking up. They're pumping the market up, which keeps a lot of people pacified. It's completely, completely fictitious. Anybody who thinks the stock market should be going up is in an alternate reality. It's completely fabricated. While they're parking new cars on lots around the globe, we've talked about that. They're simply trying to keep things looking normal or keep the populations pacified with their increasing stock markets until the last possible second. And I would argue that we're not far off from that before collapse ensues. It's already ensuing around the globe in places because no matter how high you pump the market, there's not enough resources to go around. Fish are going belly up everywhere. In fact, just happened to get in New Jersey 2 days ago, and we had the New Jersey Department of Health tell us whatever happened, whatever killed the fish, it's nothing to do with the environment. Well, what the hell does that mean? What do they think the fish?
It's ridiculous.
Committed mass suicide? I mean, it is ridiculous. Yeah.
Dane, you know me to be a, well, they use the word prepper. I'd rather use the word survivalist. That doesn't mean I'm a skinhead. What it means is I think I'm genetically programmed to want to survive everything, to want to plan, to want to live, to want to share knowledge with others. And I believe you've been programmed the same way. You were an engineer at a very, very large company. I was an engineer in banking. And so we're programmed to think about possibilities and solutions. Now, as people who are prepared, preparedness-minded as you and I are, I've met people who have said, you know what, I'm a prepper. I got me a gun, and I'm going to be able to hunt, and I've got me a fishing rod, and I'm going to be able to hunt and fish. And you know, there's I know how to get edible plants out in the woods, and I'm going to be able to hunt, fish, and gather. I'm okay. Dane, what you just said prevents all of that, because if the temperature rises the way you're talking about, and I believe it will, because I can feel it as a farmer, it's happening right now. If that's true, then the hunting, the fishing, and the gathering really is only a very, very, very short-term solution to a problem that is an extinction event. Did I say that properly or not?
You did. I've grown up in the forest. I've been in it my whole life. I have a couple thousand square miles of wilderness surrounding my house. Mm-hmm. I know this land better than anybody. I could not survive here now because so few native plants sprout anymore. There's so little game. Mm-hmm. The notion of surviving in the woods is a pipe dream. This is what we can do. Right now, the sooner people join this fight, the better our odds of any type of survival. And if we could stop the climate engineering, the hydrological cycle would ensue. The rain cycle would ensue. It will be furious. It's something called double collapse scenario. When you pamper the climate the way they have and then you stop, it's called double collapse scenario. We face that. There's no other way around it. But if the hydrological cycle could ensue, we would perhaps face something closer to the Pliocene epoch, 5.2 million years ago, where carbon counts were 25% higher than today. We did not have a drought, dust bowl Western U.S. We had a lush Western U.S. because we had direct sunlight. We didn't have a shredded ozone layer. Again, the massive consequence of climate engineering. And the rain fell. Carbon-laden rain. Forests thrived. Sea levels were 100 feet higher. But isn't that better than a planet that doesn't support life at all? So
yep, absolutely.
We don't have to wake up soon. We have to wake up soon.
Dane, we come back. We've got Bob from Michigan on the line. Bob, stand by, please, and we'll put you on live with Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dean, I've got a quick statement and I'd like to ask you a question. You know, I was writing a book, a very serious book on preparedness and survival, and I stopped. I stopped writing it because I have a sense of urgency to prepare at an even faster rate here on the farm. I believe I have an obligation to our radio community, to the radio classroom that we have at USAPrepares.com, and I have an obligation to my family and to my farm animals. I'm a farmer. Do you feel the same sense of urgency that I'm feeling as of late?
If one looks at the data, you can't not feel that. And I mean, hard, solid, indisputable data from the ground. This is what people need to understand. What we face is a non-linear equation. People are trained to think you can look backward at how long it's taken to get to this place, and somehow you can project that graph forward. It's not true. In fact, everything we described is accelerating by the day. We are likely headed for an ice-free Arctic, not Antarctica, but Arctic. That's sea ice, perhaps this year and probably not later than next year. What happens then is the whole methane cycle I described accelerates radically, even more than it is right now, because the ice, which is reflective, it provides the planet's albedo, is lost. Seawater absorbs about 90% of the sun's incoming thermal energy. The ice reflected about 90%. That heats more methane, more expulsion. What we face is incredibly immediate, and the power structure is desperate to hide it. The large, massive hailstones, Vincent, I don't know if you've seen the massive hail falling, baseball-sized hail in France a couple days ago, because they're ice-nucleating everything. They're trying just desperately to cool down the surface temperatures on the ground to hide the situation as long as possible. That's why you have such big hail so often, because the ice is forming at far above normal temperatures, at a far more massive scale. And even though the overstory is white with these reflective particulates, which reduces convection, that's why the tornado count is down, not up. Even in spite of that, we see larger hail more frequently because they're ice nucleating everything. The power structure is desperate to hide this. That's how severe it is. Won't be able to hide it much longer, I don't think.
Okay. I want to thank you for sending me those the videos. And they have been sent out to those who wanted them. They're all gone. I just want to say publicly, thank you so much for sharing that message. We have Bob from Michigan who's been very patiently waiting to talk with Dane Wigington. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, you know, one thing we need to realize is that this is nothing short of the greatest crime in the history of mankind.
Bob, you hit the nail on the head. You're exactly on the head. That's why I'm focused on this issue. There is no greater all-out assault against all life on the planet in human history, bar none. Now, nuclear catastrophe could exceed this, of course, but at our current state, at this current junction, you're exactly right. This is the greatest crime in human history, bar none.
It's a war. It's a war against mankind, and we've got to do something about it. Now, the other thing, as I've mentioned to Vince in the past, too, we've got to realize that our atmosphere is only, you know, a few miles thick on a globe of 8,000 miles in diameter. So it's like a thinner than a layer of varnish on the atmosphere. I mean, on the planet.
It's equivalent to a layer of paint in a basketball. We've talked about that before, but you're exactly right again.
Yeah, we tend to look up at the sky and think how huge it is, and but on scale it's very, very thin, and this is the only living space that we have to live in.
You're exactly right. This is where we all need to be leaders, all of us, independently, wherever we're at. Learn about the issue. Use the tools at hand. SkyderAlert.com, great tool. GeoengineeringWatch.org, we try to have to be a tool. Everybody needs to be assertive in waking those up around them. Every day counts. Every day matters in this battle.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a homework assignment for our class, and that is I'm going to post some information on the website, and I'd like you to share it with all of your friends and family. Okay? That is your homework assignment. Give me about an hour to get that up, and you'll see it on page one. It will be Geoengineering Watch information. Bob, I want to thank you for your call. I really appreciate you contributing. You are absolutely right on the money. Dane, you know, we have become friends very, very fast. You're a senior instructor at USAPreparedness.com. You have devoted what I see as the rest of your life toward teaching we, the people, about climate engineering, weather warfare, and the collapse of civilization. Your video is brilliant class. I suggest you consider getting it. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.